Recently, the modern-day Hitler from Iran, Ahmadinejad, and the president of the Palestinian Authority, Abbas, gave speeches at the UN about the need to recognize a Palestinian state, even though they said they will not recognize Israel's right to exist. Well, joining us now with his opinion on this is the former advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's the author of the Tehran Initiative. Joel Rosenberg, welcome to the Savage Nation.
It's great to be on your show. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, do you feel President Obama has actually betrayed the state of Israel?
You know, it's a complicated thing. Certainly, the president has been antagonistic and at times, you know, just shy of hostile to the state of Israel. I mean, the treatment that this president has given my former boss, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, for example, has been just atrocious. I mean, there were times that the head of British Petroleum was being treated better in the whole oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico than the Prime Minister of one of the key ally in the Middle East. To be clear, the president has backed away from his worst behavior towards Israel. His policies are terrible. He's calling for the division of Jerusalem, the division of the land of Israel, the creation of a Palestinian state at a time when the Palestinian leadership has just made peace with the Hamas terrorist organization, not with Israel. The administration is not doing anything decisive to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. But that being said, the president is reeling for political purposes. He's realizing for political purposes he's so overreached on being antagonistic towards Israel that he is backing off. And the loss of the Democrat seat in New York District 9, a Jewish district, essentially Democratic district, not held by Republicans since 1923, I think that was a huge shot across the bow. All that to say, you know, the president's speech at the United Nations last week was the most pro-Israel he has been. He is not becoming pro-Israel, really, but he is certainly shifting because of the backlash of the country, and particularly the Jewish community, but not only, towards his antagonism towards the state of Israel and his unfairness towards one of our key allies that at times he has appeared to throw under the bus rather than stand by.
What do you mean by a new storm is brewing in the Middle East? Obviously, it's been started by Carter, Brzezinski, and Obama. I mean, as I point out on the Daily Show here.
What we're watching in the Middle East right now and in North Africa, Central Asia, is what I call a gathering storm. What do I mean by this? We're at a moment where the state of Israel is more isolated than almost any other time since its creation, you know, more than six decades ago. We're at a moment where the relationship between Israel and her immediate neighbors is worsening. Egypt obviously was, it has signed peace treaty with Israel, but now there is, you know, widespread talk since the fall of Hosni Mubarak that maybe that should be reconsidered. Egyptians are wondering, maybe we don't really want peace with Israel. And of course, Israel's embassy was stormed violently, just recently. But for the grace of God and actually the help of the United States, Israelis diplomats were rescued from, you know, probably death. So that's been a problem. The relationship with Jordan is not going well. Lebanon, of course, is now in the hands of full control of the Hezbollah terrorist movement, which is a proxy for Iran. Syria is growing hostile and, of course, is in its own, you know, bloodbath against its own citizens. And then, of course, you have Iran feverishly trying to build, buy, or steal nuclear weapons and the ballistic missiles to deliver them. And the world is essentially asleep. It's not that they are not paying attention at all to the Iran nuclear issue, but is the world really taking decisive action to stop Iran from getting the bomb? The answer is no. And even the new UN report from the International Atomic Energy Agency indicates that Iran is steadily moving towards progress in building nuclear weapons. And when the UN realizes this, you know that Iran is well into this process. And the danger is, once Iran gets the bomb, does anybody really think they're not going to use it to fulfill their apocalyptic genocidal threats against Israel and against the United States, not to mention anyone that gets in their way in the region? And, either using those weapons directly or providing them to terrorist organizations that would use them against the United States and Israel. No, that's what's going to happen if the United States and the world doesn't take decisive action to stop Ahmadinejad and the Ayatollah Khamenei, the so-called supreme leader of Iran. That's the gathering storm. And yet, just like Churchill calling for the world, and particularly Europe, to wake up and start dealing with the gathering storm of Adolf Hitler back in the 1920s and 30s, nothing decisive was done then, and the world is not paying attention to the threat that's growing inside the Middle East right now.
Why does it seem that Obama is making it harder for Israel to defend itself?
To the president's credit, he has continued to sell weapon systems to Israel. So on that note, I give him credit. However, this administration has continually taken actions that have undermined Israel's security. What do I mean by that? What you have is the president, for example, calling for negotiations with the regime in Iran rather than an overthrow of that regime and regime change. This has been incredibly dangerous. It has caused a huge national security problem for us and more immediately for the Israelis. Why do I say that? I say that because the Iranian leadership, when you really understand what they want, you understand that they are an apocalyptic death cult. They believe the end of the world is at hand. They believe that the so-called Islamic Messiah, known as the 12th Imam or the Mahdi, is coming to earth at any moment. And they believe that the way to hasten the coming of this 12th Imam is to annihilate two countries, Israel, which they call the Little Satan, and the United States, which they call the Great Satan. And I document this, I'm not the only one, but I documented this in my nonfiction book a few years ago, Inside the Revolution. And I write about these things fictionally in my most recent novels, The 12th Imam, which was released last year, and The Tehran Initiative, which releases next month. But this isn't fiction. This is actually what the leaders of Iran believe. And therefore, what the president and Secretary of State Clinton and others are doing is by saying, look, these are reasonable people. We can just sit down and discuss this and find a way to negotiate our way through this. They're rational actors, and therefore, let's just all be grown-ups and sit down and have a nice cup of, caramel macchiato in Vienna or Brussels or in Manhattan and figure it all out. This does two bad things. First, it sends a message to the leadership in Iran, hey, these guys don't know who we are. They don't realize how dangerous we are. They think we're kidding, and and our enemies smell blood in the water. Secondly, it buys the Iranian leadership time they need to continue building these nuclear weapons and completing their ballistic missile development programs. And those are the exact two things you do not want to do in this equation with this type of enemy, is make them think that you're weak and you don't get it, and give them the time to get their weapon systems ready. And this administration has done both, and it has put the world, and particularly us and our ally Israel, in grave danger.
Well, shouldn't they be much more focused on Iran's nuclear program in the UN?
Well, there's no question that right now the world has, and the American administration, has the exact wrong priorities when it comes to the Middle East. This administration has been hyper-focused on dividing Jerusalem, dividing the land of Israel, and creating a Palestinian state co-led by the terrorist group Hamas. I mean, this is lunacy. And meanwhile, this administration ignores the threat of Iran. But the threat of Iran's nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles is far more serious than the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. Now, don't get me wrong. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict is important, and it needs to be solved thoughtfully and carefully. But the priority right now has to be stopping Iran from getting these nuclear weapons and accomplishing their end-of-the-world, end-time scenario. This is the ideology, the eschatology, or end-time theology, that's running the government of Iran right now. And to misunderstand the nature and threat of this evil at this time is to risk being blindsided by it. We were blindsided by bin Laden on 9/11 10 years ago, and we're at risk of being blindsided by nuclear weapons from Iran in the near future if we don't deal with this decisively, and this administration has shown no effort in taking it as seriously as it needs to be taken.
What do you think they should do?
Well, look, there's a whole range of things that could be done. The economic sanctions that were put in place against Iran were useful in slowing down or making more complicated Iran's nuclear program, but they could have been far more severe. In other words, you could effectively shut down the Iranian economy by shutting down their import of gasoline. Now, that sounds odd because Iran is sitting on an ocean of oil and gas, but it doesn't have the capacity to refine that gas into the type of gasoline that you would use in your cars, in your trucks. So it has to outsource to other countries this refining process. By blocking Iran's ability to financially handle those transactions, or potentially even putting a blockade on or quarantine on Iran, you could bring that economy to its knees and hopefully topple the Iranian government and hope that, you know, moderates, reasonable people would emerge. But this administration, the Obama administration, has insisted that regime change is not their objective. Their objective is to negotiate, to engage the Khamenei Ahmadinejad regime. And that is, you know, diplomatic lunacy. It cannot be done. It hasn't been done in the last few years, and it's not going to happen because these are not rational actors. They're lunatics. I mean, they literally, you know, they should be in an insane asylum or in prison, but not standing on the world stage at the United Nations or engaged in so-called diplomacy with the United States. This is just madness.
Well, anyway, Joel Rosenberg, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation.
It's good to be with you, and I hope you'll enjoy my my forthcoming novel, The Tehran Initiative. It's fiction, but it feels ripped out of, you know, today's headlines, and it's really about what if the world doesn't take decisive action to stop Iran? What if Israel feels like it has to launch a preemptive military strike against Iran? What would that look like? What would happen? The Tehran Initiative is one possibility.